Welcome to the HP Global Employee Ownership Podcast Series. In 2024, we are placing particular focus on the mission and values of HP Global in an effort to level set for all employee owners what these mean and how each of us can exemplify them each day. These communications are intended for the employees of HP Global. We recognize that the general public will have access. The views expressed in these communications represent Bob Whalen in the context of HP Global and may not apply to broader audiences. On our podcast today, we have HP Global CEO Bob Whalen. We also have with us Stacy Baum. Stacy is the HP Mechanical Vice President of People and Culture. I'd like to welcome back to the podcast today Bob Whalen and Stacy Baum. Today, we're going to talk about the structure of HP Global and the benefits of having the divisions at HP Global and how that actually is a benefit to employee owners as well. So, Bob, maybe just to start us off, can you talk generally about this topic and kind of level set it for the audience before we start to get more into the nitty-gritty of it?
Thanks, Jamie. Let me remind our listeners of what HP Global is. You know, we're an 11-division holding company for commercial, mechanical, and electrical construction and service businesses, as well as home services businesses. And, you know, really this structure came about as an evolution that started with a single commercial residential business in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And over time, through acquisition, you know, we evolved into the holding company structure that really started in earnest with the acquisition of IT Landis in 2014. So IT Landis was our first major acquisition that we did. And we followed that up in 2017 with our second acquisition, which was Nash P&M. And then really after that accelerated our acquisition activity to where we are today, you know, approximately a $550 million business with 11 divisions and 2,000 employees. And we've done that both through standalone acquisitions, which is a business that we have in an individual market that we have continued to operate as it did before the acquisition, as well as some bolt-on acquisitions that we add to existing businesses. You know, and the irony of it is those smaller bolt-on acquisitions in a lot of ways are more challenging and require a lot more integration than the standalone acquisitions. And so I think it's important, you know, this is really what we see as the secret sauce of HP Global, is that we acquire these businesses, we take advantage of the history, the market presence that they have in the individual area, and allow those businesses a lot of autonomy to continue to run in their business. We believe the mechanical contracting and service business is a local business, and that the people in the market are in the best position to operate that business. And so I think we'll talk about some more of those aspects, you know, here today. But I think that's the secret sauce of what we've done, which I think is really different from how most other roll-ups, whether they be strategic or private equity, go about, you know, rolling up a business and do that. You know, I think that's really our secret sauce, is the autonomy we give to those businesses to continue to operate in the way that they historically have.
Bob, I love this discussion around our secret sauce. It's truly who we are as an organization. And I think it's what makes HP Global special and unique in the market for our type of business. And our structure, we live it every day. So it's second nature to us. But when we're interacting with other businesses or explaining who we are to our employees or to clients or potential new hires, it is definitely something that is more unique to us and something that we need to be really proud of and embrace and make sure everyone understands who we are. And this is certainly a conversation that drives to that. I would say, I think the other part of who we are is just recognizing the autonomy for the divisions that you mentioned. So I'd love to hear a little bit more if you want to dive into the benefits to our employee owners of, with this structure.
Well, I think first of all, you know, the benefits start with that we are employee owned. And so that each employee benefits from what we create together. No matter who you are in the organization, you benefit from what we collectively produce as an organization. And then I would think that the second benefit that we get in the structure that we have is that we're geographically diversified. And I think that that's really important from the aspect that our economy in the United States is not homogeneous. There's times where certain areas of the country are growing much faster than other areas of the country. And so there's times where one area of the country, you know, may be slowing down and another one, you know, may be speeding up. And we benefit in the consistency that gives to our company. We've actually gone back and done a study of all the companies that are part of HP Global. We've looked at the financial performance before we owned them. And that when we went through the Great Recession, every single one of our companies at some point during that phase lost money. But when you put them all together collectively, there not would not have been one year where the collection of those companies lost money. And I think that's part of the value in what our employee owners get is just through the geographic diversity. And we actually intentionally did that. So we intentionally moved out of the Northeast into the Southeastern part of the United States, into the Western United States because of the growth opportunities being greater. But we also got a secondary benefit that we didn't initially, you know, do intentionally, was that we entered different markets of end users in acquiring the companies we did. So something that we acquired through IT Landis, our very first one, is had a big presence in senior care. So all of a sudden, you know, we went from being really a generalist around, you know, medical office space, logistics, so warehousing is big in central Pennsylvania, and just, you know, general office space, to having this concentration of senior care. And then when we acquired Nash P&M in Florida, we got the benefit of the geographic diversity, but we also got a company that did a lot of government work and also did a lot of healthcare. And so very quickly, we understood that we were broadening out the industries that we worked with, and that would make us a more stable, you know, company over time. So I think that that's a big thing that our employee owners get in, you know, what we do from a diversification standpoint. And I think it makes us more resilient, you know, as a company. And then, you know, I think it also, the growth and the diversification creates opportunities for people to take on new challenges. Most of the businesses we're acquiring are businesses that need to go through a succession and leadership at some point in time. And we're creating opportunities, you know, not only for the people in the division, but for roles that support those divisions through HP Mechanical and HP Global. And so I think for all of those reasons, you know, our acquisition activity has been a big positive for our company and creating value for our employee owners.
Bob, I think it's really interesting to reflect on the strategy of acquisitions and what each adds to HP Global and our business. Can you talk a little bit about the structure at the divisions and how that ultimately creates value for our organization and our employee owners?
Well, I think the structure at the divisions is really driven by our focus. And we talk about this from the very first meeting we have with acquisition candidates, is the autonomy that we give our divisions to continue to operate their business. And it's really, the businesses are very local and they service a local customer base for the most part. And even in the situations where we're dealing with national general contractors, and we do, we work with, you know, almost all of the top 10 general contractors, you know, in the country at some place and in some format. But even those companies can be very different, you know, from one office to the next. And it's really that local organization that needs to drive that relationship. And I think that that is a big part of what we do, is to embrace that it's that local business that's responsible for the success of what goes on. And our expectation, you know, our first level expectation for an acquisition is that, you know, our acquisitions are structured so that it's a success if they just, you know, have the same business performance that they did before we did the acquisition. We don't have to have this wild growth to meet expectations for what we're trying to do. And I think that that's a really important part of who we are, because how I've seen that play out in my career is when you're part of an acquisition that has to grow very rapidly post-acquisition, it puts a lot of pressure on the team. And I think our business is focused on just continuing to do the things that we did in the past. You know, we're not going to lay off employees when we come in on an acquisition, because we feel off if we lay off one employee because of this transition, that we're going to lose the trust of every single employee in that location. And our objective is first and foremost to keep the business performance that we had in the past. And so, you know, that's really the initial focus. You add to that, you know, that everyone that comes into our company becomes an employee owner, and we start the communication process around what that means and what we're delivering to the business, and our focus on that our employees are our primary focus of what our mission and vision for the company is, you know, I think has really created an opportunity, you know, for us to, yes, you're part of something bigger than just your local division, but we want our employee owners at that division to be very proud, really for that to be their primary, you know, organization that they're part of and who they think of that they work for. I work for IT Landis. You know, I work for Bell. You know, we embrace that. We think that's an important part of what makes our company, you know, what it is. And we're going to continue to do that, you know, as we move forward into the future.
The concept of HB Global acquiring a business and not changing their name or identity is really at the heart of those employees being proud of the division they work for. I think our opportunity is to embrace those individual identities at every division. We're not trying to change those organizations or what those employees are working towards or have always been working towards. We're just trying to enhance them as being part of something bigger. But ultimately, we embrace every division's identity as a whole for HB Global.
Yeah, I don't think we can overemphasize the importance that that plays in our structure. And of course, every single business, there are things that we learn from that business that we try to incorporate into other businesses. And there's also things within that business that we believe can be further professionalized or improved over time. And we certainly want to do that. We are, you know, we talk about just getting a little bit better each day. That's a two-way street. You know, we learn from the companies we acquire, and we also expect that those companies are going to, you know, learn from our other companies and improve. And I think, you know, that's a big part of being, you know, HB Global. And now that we have almost a 15-year, you know, track record as an organization, you know, you start to see this play out and you start to see the importance of, you know, time and patience. It's really, you know, one of our core values is trust. Well, just because we've acquired a company doesn't mean they trust HB Global from day one or HB Mechanical. You know, it's a relationship that grows over time. And that's why we think it's so important you do what you did before you were acquired in the initial phase. And then over time, we will identify, you know, the things that you do greatest and have you talk about them to the rest of the organization, and also identify those things that we think we can be better at and continue to professionalize them. And that's really where the phase that we're in with a lot of our companies right now is just collectively coming together and identifying those things that we want to improve over time and then go about doing them, you know, a little bit at a time. And that's really, I think, one of the values of us being so committed that we're in this for the long haul. You know, we don't want to just do this for the next 5 years. You know, we're not trying to just maximize our performance over the next 5 years. We're trying to create something that's going to yield benefits to our employee owners, not only for this generation, the people that work for us today, but the people that will work for us in the future. And oh, by the way, you know, when you're employee owned and you get the benefit of what you've created over your career, you have at least a 5-year period where you need the people that come after you to do their job to produce the resources, you know, to pay you as you're going out. So this, it's all symbiotic. It's really important, you know, that we all understand that we're part of a team that's trying to create great things together. And it's not just over a short period of time. You know, it's really important over a longer period of time. And hopefully we do this, you know, really, we have companies that are part of our mix that are 100 years old. We want to be doing it for 200 years.
I think the other concept that goes hand in hand with trust and needing the next generation to continue the legacy for the organization is the fact of knowledge sharing. So, you know, sometimes there has been a resistance to share what we know for fear of what do we work ourselves out of a job? I think that's the exact opposite of who we are as a culture. We want to share all of the knowledge and teach and train the next generation so that the business is every bit as successful, if not more successful, going forward for the next 100+ years. Bob, let's talk a little bit about our mission at HB Global of having engaged employees make this a great place to work and create value. How can our divisions contribute to the mission of making this a great place to work?
Well, I think first and foremost, the value part of the mission is really easy. You know, it's one that you can measure very easily in numbers and all of that's, you know, in our ESOP value and the bonuses we pay out and all the ways that we create value for our employee owners. I think sometimes it's harder to really, you know, measure how you're doing on creating a great place to work. And I think the first step, and this is one that we've really made over the last, you know, 12 months, is to clearly define what that means to us. Because it is impossible for us to meet the standard of every individual employee of what they view as a great place to work. So I believe it's important to actually define what a great place to work is for us as a business, and then go about articulating that not only to our employee owners, this is the standard that we're trying to achieve to be a great place to, but incorporate it into how we select employees. You know, incorporate it as we bring new employees in. When we talk about creating a great place to work, this is what it is. You know, so what is a great place to work at HB Global? First of all, it's safe. Secondly, it's respectful. We all recognize that all of us are incredibly important. We all have different roles to play, but they're all needed, and we respect everybody for what they bring to the table. We're going to live our core values every day. You know, we're going to give everybody a language about what we do and how we do it. And then fourthly, we're going to win. We're going to win together, and we're going to share what we create, you know, not only in the long run through the ESOP value, but in the short term, you know, in our ability to pay, you know, great base packages as well as payout bonuses to show the success that we've all created together.
It's very motivational, Bob, to hear you speak of the four key tenets of who HB Global is and how that plays out throughout the organization. I think it's important to also call attention to those four core values of team, trust, grit, and growth are not something that just live at HB Global. That is throughout our organization, every division adopts those four core values when they join the team. I think that's a really important call out for us that we support division identity, but that we're selecting companies to join our organization that really align and fit with those four core values. I think that our division teams not only adopt them, but they live by and enforce those core values day in and day out. And that's something that we can all be really proud of.
Stacey, I definitely think one of the important aspects of what we've done in creating HB Global is to select companies to acquire that already exhibit our four core values of trust, team, grit, and growth. And additionally, we want to embrace the uniqueness of those divisions. Those divisions really service a market of their own that's unique in its own way. And yes, we want companies that are in line with the mission that we're trying to achieve and the core values that we exhibit every day. But we also want to embrace the uniqueness of those divisions. And I think about the unique markets we serve and the unique geographies that we serve. You know, the business that Bell does, for example, is not the same as what HB McClure or IT Landis, you know, do in Pennsylvania. And I think one of the great things about HB Global is that we embrace that we approach those businesses in a different way. And I think it's really been a core component, you know, to our success. So I, you know, yes, we all live the same mission. We all live the same core values, but it plays out differently for our divisions. And not only are we okay with that, but we embrace it. We want it to be that way. We know that those businesses, you know, need to be unique to address their market in the most effective way. And we trust them, you know, to make those determinations.
Awesome. Thanks for talking about that, Bob and Stacey. I think that was really enlightening. Bob, as you know, we wrap up every podcast with a fun fact. So what do you got for us for today?
Yeah. So for today, there's almost 6,000 privately held companies that have employee ownership plans. And 2,500 of those plans are companies with more than 100 participants. So while employee ownership is expanding, we're part of a pretty unique group of companies here at HB Global, and we're really proud to call ourselves employee owned.
Awesome. We love that. Thanks so much for your time today, Bob and Stacey, and we'll look forward to seeing you on the next podcast where we talk a little bit about the legacy of HB Global.
Thank you.
If you have questions that you'd like answered, send them to eopodcast@hb-global.com. We look forward to hearing from you, and we'll see you in the next podcast.